All right, welcome to another episode of Singular 4C, Singular DTV's official podcast. This is your host, Michael27A, Miguel Martinez, Singular DTV's community manager. I hope you are all doing very well. This episode is actually going to be a little bit more for our enthusiasts and followers, specifically because we're going to be talking with Ruben Carrion, SingularX product manager. Hey, Ruben, how are you doing?
Hey, everyone. Doing pretty good, just here at the Zurich offices.
I bet you that the weather is completely different from Puerto Rico.
It's really not. It's actually really hot here, man.
Very interesting. All right, we're not here to discuss weather and stuff. Ruben, back in July 1st, you released a couple of pretty interesting stuff. Care to guide us on what were those all about and talk about SingularX? Pretty much from what I understood is there's a lot of things happening under the hood of SingularX and a lot of things that you have been working quietly but now are coming up to the surface. Right. So tell us more about that.
Sure. So for July 1st, we were releasing a couple of things. You know, I think to begin the whole thing, basically the whole time that we've been working on SingularX from November of 2017 to now, the public hasn't really been too included, or our community hasn't been too well integrated into what we're doing. And I feel like we have left them out of the process, not deliberately, just we haven't really been too transparent with them on what's going on with the platform. So part of all these releases we were doing is to let them know of what we're doing, where we're going, what we want to do, and to let them know that we're here, we're listening, and you know, your investor money hasn't been wasted. We're putting it to good use. What we've been doing with SingularX has been, well, as you said, on quiet hush hush, has been creating the team to begin running it like a business. So the way it was working back then was Singular DTV and Centrality were working on SingularX, but we weren't really working as one. They had their own updates. We had our own direction. We sort of crossed a bridge and talked to each other and then went back to our companies. And we figured that's not a very optimal way of running it. We should have been running it as a business from day one. So part of the things I was doing was creating the core team of what SingularX is going to be, which means unifying Centrality and Singular DTV under one banner called SingularX. The team is composing of everybody who's working full-time on the platform, including myself. And it's been working out very fine. We're developing a business plan for it. We're developing the white paper and the roadmap, an internal roadmap and a public roadmap. The white paper is technical. It's meant to educate our users and hopefully for compliance reasons, if they ever need to know what the exchange is and how it functions, we'll have that paper accessible. So many things, man, really. We have a new head developer, which has sort of sparked or has worked as the catalyst for what is this movement. I can't really get into the reasons why we have a new developer. That's more internal, but we have a really cool new head developer called Ian. I'm sure the community has met them through our Slack. He's been super efficient, and that's where it kind of all began, you know? We sat down and we talked, and I let him know, like, listen, we've been doing this way, and now I think it's better if we do it that way. So it's been going. Aside from all the updates we've been having, for us, this is the most important one, which is finally bringing this together to really, really be what it should have been from day one.
Interesting. You mentioned a whole lot of things, and I'm like, whoa. So
yeah.
So let me back up for a sec, and we'll like, you know, get to the meats and bones of each point. So We are going to get a technical white paper so we understand the gears and the more in-depth technical points.
Yeah, you'll get a little bit of the team as well. It's basically everything that has to do with SingularX, to its core functions, to a diagram that explains everything. You'll meat and bones, essentially. Okay. Not just casually described. You know, you'll know in depth what things do and how they work.
Okay, so we're gonna get like the five W's that when in communications, the who, when, where, what, and why. Of SingularX, basically, as far as who is in the team, what have they been doing, where they came from, what SingularX is, what SingularX is now, what SingularX is supposed to be in the rest of 2018, technically, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And you mentioned that there's going to be a roadmap that for the community. Although I think this was already released on July 1st, but any points in particular that you can say we're going to be building this or we're going to be adapting this to our exchange to make it the best decentralized exchange there is? And this is one point that people have been screaming and yearning for, or this is one point that me personally have been very adamant, or I'm really excited to get into our decentralized exchange.
All right, so we have two roadmaps, right? We have the internal roadmap, which is basically the most detailed version. It's basically our strategic plan, how we're going to do things, or our North Star, really, if you want to call it that. And then the public roadmap just sort of encapsulates everything we're doing for each quarter in, you know, two, maybe three terms. Yeah. So like, let's say Q1 was marketing campaigns and then Q2 is UI upgrades and bug removals, right? We're doing it this way because we feel it's just good to keep them in the loop. But from what I can say is the goal now for 2018 is to prepare the foundation or pave the way to what 2019 will be, which is in this case, us turning SingularX into a competitive decentralized exchange. And this Q4 already is highlighting some of those points, which is including features and implements that hopefully will reach mass adoption. Let's say, for instance, hardware wallet integration. And that's awesome. Important. That's something people have been wanting to see. That's something we feel we need in order to acquiesce to our users and our community for them to feel like they want to be on board in this and have less questions and have less needs.
Definitely.
Another one is, you know, something one of our community members, Guru, has been mentioning a lot is order matching, which we've been trying to look into since summer. But, you know, due to internal reasons, we've been hindered and our progress hasn't been as fast as it should have been. But, you know, that's another story. Now we're kind of on board and now we're more united and now things are faster. So, yeah, hopefully by the end of this year in particular, we'll have hardware wallet integration, some APIs, some order matching. And then what we want to do for 2019 is begin truly sharpening SingularX so it's up there. That's our goal, really. We need to find a way to be innovative. We need to sort of include everything we need to include for people to want to use SingularX, not just let them know it's an option.
So when you say we're going to be developing, well, I say we as if I was part of the development team, but when you say you're going to be developing the APIs, Is there one thing in particular that you're thinking we're developing the API of SingularX for this in particular? Is there anything of that sort?
Yeah. So one of the APIs we're developing is a trading API, which will let, you know, people place orders through the use of APIs. Let's say you want to bring bots into SingularX, yeah, which is something we want to do with, let's say, Arbit. By developing this trading API, they'll be able to use it for their bots to place orders on our exchange, which is essentially what we want to do with that API.
Got it. And okay, so right now, SingularX, I like the layout, although there's a lot of people that, you know, have very different preferences as far as layout and such. I actually like dark layouts. It's easier on my eyes and such.
Right.
However, I do have to say that sometimes while we're discussing and we're actually going for many different things in our mobile, very heavily mobile interfaces and user experiences, Singular X is a little bit tricky as far as its mobile version.
The mobile version was just recently released, and I think it's very simple to use. But if there's any sort of feedback people might have, please let me know. We're super receptive to it. But we really do like how it's turned out. It's easy to use. It's easy to understand. It's easy to follow. It's straight and to the point.
Got it. I'm actually, to be honest with you, it's been a while since I've logged in to Singular X. So let me see here. I'm actually checking it on my phone as we're talking. So I apologize for that. And
sure, man, no problem.
All right. So, looks legit. Start trading. I see. So you can actually select different widgets right in the bottom of it.
Huh. Yeah, so it's easy to traverse.
Okay.
So
it isn't one whole page that you have to scroll just to see things. So in the bottom, widgets.
That's what it used to be before the actual mobile UI came out. Usually users would just go to the site and they would get this exact same version as desktop. And that was problematic because it was difficult to use on the phone and there were a bunch of issues. And generally speaking, the mobile port wasn't receiving a lot of love. So we decided to dedicate some of it because half of our users are using mobile and we should make it easier for them. It has to be a frictionless process or a frictionless experience, which is why it was developed the way it is now, which is easy to understand. It's easy to follow and it's not all over the place. You know, it looks nice. I love it. It's simple.
Right. KISS principle. KISS. Keep it simple and figure out the other S. I'm not gonna say. We have been talking, and you know, as far as the community, we have been talking about a lot of new tokens and new things that might be coming on board, specifically because SingularDTB's ecosystem, which SingularX is a part of, has tokens that have been created from Tokit campaigns. Shout out to our brother Matt Shake.mygiver for taking Tokit to the next level.
Of course.
So, you know, tokens such as Grammatics tokens and Spacebeard tokens, and in the very near future, other tokens that will be coming from that end. And there's a lot of hype right now. Thanks to OMF, our music festival, which was just announced last week with DJ Blau and set that will be hosted on October 20th in San Francisco. So my question is, have we been working on Singular X Underhood to be like, you're going to purr like a kitty when like a bunch of people are coming in and start trading? This was one of the questions from the community members.
Yeah, so something we're trying to do now that we buffed out the exchange a little bit is continuously find ways of making sure it keeps up to speed and it scales right. Because the issue right now is our speed is relative to the Ethereum blockchain because that's where we function. So if Ethereum is acting really slow, then we will be affected by that speed as well. One of our developers, Alex, is working on ways to continuously make it so the exchange, you know, updates the order books faster and doesn't stagnate too much. Because then, you know, we don't want to cripple the system. We want it to be as fluid as possible. But then again, it's not as easy to do when you're in a decentralized system. We don't have like a dedicated server with all this processing power that'll make things happen at lightning speeds. But, you know, we're trying to figure out if currently we could handle a bunch of users and a bunch of traffic, and if not, how can we make it so, you know?
So out of all the things that you have worked on SingularX, which one has been the one that, I don't want to say difficult, but the one that has been the big lesson with this journey that you've had with SingularX? What has been the one thing that you can say, man, this is it. I thought that this was going to be easy, but it was painful, but I learned a lot from this one point. Is there any point like that for you?
To be honest, I think one of the greatest lessons I've learned is that you need to have good relationships with your partners, especially if they are helping you develop this thing. Because the more tighter knit your community communication is with them, the more you're going to get done. And that was something that was missing on these few months when I started. It was that, you know, we were sort of going about it in a separate fashion. Centrality, I would reach out to them. We didn't have anything scheduled like we do now, which is weekly meetings. We didn't have a core team. We weren't on the same ship. We were traveling parallel lines, but we were on different boats. You know what I mean? I was just had to yell at them from the other side, and then they would get on board, and then we would do whatever it is we were going to do. That was one of the struggles, which I've learned. Another one, let's see. Getting to know your competition is a good one. When I entered, you know, the product managing field, I had to start researching a lot on who our competitors were and then how they were functioning and what made them great, what made them not so great, and what bits and pieces could we learn from all these places to implement them on SingularX so we have the best of all worlds, yeah? That's a continuous story because there's so many DEXs out there, but something I really learned was that you don't have to be the most visually striking or the most innovative DEX to be a good DEX. And I'm not trying to flack anybody, but you know, when you see Ether Delta, their UI was hard to use. They were very slow. You had an experience where you couldn't even get your Ether out for days. And yep, they were still pulling massive amounts of volume per day, and they weren't the most amazing or visually stunning DEX there was. There was something about them, yeah? And that's what, you know, they had some mass adoption, maybe because they had the first move advantage as a DEX. I'm not 100% sure, but it's learning those lessons on how to not just have a good DEX. Okay, I think to rephrase what I'm trying to say is you really got to know how to market this thing is what I'm trying to say. You could have the best DEX there is out there, but if you don't market it correctly or you don't give it to the right audience, it's going to flop. And, you know, it's something that we were beating our heads on about because for the longest time, we're like, dude, we look so good and we're doing so well and we're continuously improving it. And function wise, we don't have anything another DEX like Ether Delta doesn't have. So we don't understand why we're not pulling all this traffic or what it is we need to do. And that has sort of been the story. How do we reach mass adoption? And for a guy like me who was just getting into the field, you know, and sort of growing into these big boots, you know, these big product manager boots, it's been tough to learn when you don't really know where to go. And that's where you start researching, and that's where you start really beating your head and learning that this scopes much further beyond than what the DEX is. This is not just a decentralized exchange. This is a product. And like any product, you have to market it to the right audience. You have to have your campaigns. You have to do what you need to do to bring those people on board. And for me, honestly, I think that's been the biggest lesson to learn, which is how do you balance those two? And how do you bring attention to your exchange? And not just attention, but how do you keep people, how do you get people to stay and prefer our DEX over other DEXs?
At one point in time, I have to say that even though I am familiar with product management, branding, marketing, and such, for some reason, the blockchain and the crypto sphere have this tendency of you believing that because you have this people will come. And this whole, if you build it, they will come thing, it's actually a lie, in all honesty. Because it's, yes, you can build thing. You can build the thing. I mean, right now I could, let's say that I'm a quantum physics, electromechanic, neuro something something yada.
That's a big title, dude.
Yeah, it's a huge title. I don't think there's a person like that. If there's a person like that, I'd like to interview them for a Singular Force in one of the next episodes. But let's say that I'm some kind of genius, and all of a sudden I just build this ex machina, impressive android, and it talks to me and it thinks, and it, you know, I build like the Westworld. If I don't tell people, hey, I created Westworld, it's in Puerto Rico, it's in San Juan, it's in my backyard, come here and shoot people and be the hero, be the cowboy you always wanted to be. If I don't let people know that I have this in my backyard and they can get in for the very nice price of $25,000 for the whole week, then how will they come? How will they know? And it's interesting that you mentioned this, because there's been commotions, there's been ups and downs and such. And I have to say that we talked about this back with Aaron in one of our first episodes.
Right.
We talked about, you know, how ETH for less and cents tokens coming in was so big. And now it actually let us know, hey, we got to figure this out. It actually, I think it was a very good exercise for
definitely
in the back end.
It had a learning curve, you know, there was a lesson there. Definitely.
All right. So now technically, from what all of you have been saying all this 23 minutes and counting in this episode is, I've listened to you, I've learned, I've built, I've structured, and now we're actually heading on our way to success, because now we actually have more than just a functioning decentralized exchange. We have a desktop and mobile version decentralized exchange. We have tokens that people are interested in. We open the communication channels with the community. And I believe that they're actually like using the form to submit which tokens they want in their decentralized exchange.
Yeah, that was pretty nice. And they're still using it. I still get suggestions all the time. It's pretty nice, honestly.
Yeah. SingularX.paperform.co out there for you guys to use to submit your the tokens
shout
that you want
to everybody who suggested, honestly.
Yeah, there's been some really good additions, I have to say, and a lot of the members of the community have been using it, and I'm very, and they asked me privately, like, what was the link again? I'm like, here you go, man. Knock yourself out, because remember, this is your decentralized exchange. This is the platform, and you're in the environment, and your own very niche place to have your trading. And it's not just about, here you go, that's it, boom boom boom. There's actually more things going on in the back end for SingularX. And now that you have all of this combination, not only have you grown professionally, but you actually have grown SingularX. So now quarter three of 2018, what's going to be the main focus
right now? Our main focus for Q3 and Q4 really is to get our new Singular DTV lightweight wallet integration, which we want to sort of turn the light wallet into a form of MetaMask. This way we turn the light wallet into kind of like the crown jewel of our ecosystem. And also,
that's great.
It's also because it gives us some governance where what's going on, because we have a lot of users who are new to the space, and ironically, SingularX, well, not ironically, but fortunately, and they have to play, how do I put this, their first DEX or the first exchange they ever encounter is SingularX. And, you know, DEXs are just naturally harder than sexes are, right? So not only do they have to first get acquainted with MetaMask and what Ethereum is, but now they have to get acquainted of how the decentralized exchange works, which is more bare bones than your centralized counterpart. And the thing is, a lot of them have been having problems with MetaMask, which is out of our control. Yeah, we're not part of the MetaMask team. We can't troubleshoot your MetaMask because we don't control it. We don't have access to the developers. It's not, I guess, bluntly put, it's not our problem. So by having the Singular DTV Lite wallet sort of act like a MetaMask, dude, we know everything about the Lite wallet. We have the developers of the Lite wallet. If you have a problem with the Lite wallet, we can legitimately fix it. We can legitimately give you support against people who have problems with MetaMask, who are like, hey, this is not working. And I'm like, what's not working? And they say, my MetaMask. I'm like, that's a MetaMask issue, man. Like, we can't help you more than we can, because if we give you the wrong information and something happens, then we're held accountable. So you're going to have to go to them. So this is one of our ways of integrating the wallet and making sure we can give proper support to our users. Another one really is hardware wallet integration. I think that's huge, and a lot of people want to see that. And order matching. I think order matching is also huge. It's been suggested, and this is something I've been really, really meaning to do. And these last few months or this half year we have left will be spent, again, you know, creating the framework for what will be a more competitive SingularX for 2019. So we're trying to buff out everything we need to buff out. This way we can focus on how to really beef up SingularX for 2019.
Great. Actually, the hardware wallet integration, it's something that I'm curious about, because I've been going... I have to say that, and shout out to one of our community members, Space Pip, because he's always taunting me that I don't own a hardware wallet. And obviously, everyone in this space has their own version of what security looks like. And we can all agree that please 2FA or two-factor authenticate every single account.
Yeah.
And don't have anything on your cell phone. Like, don't have codes sent to your cell phone so you can actually log in. If you want to know a little bit more about this, please visit and install Kryptonite by the good guys of MetaCert. Shout out to Paul Walsh. He's a really good friend of Singular DTB. So hardware wallet integration into SingularX is something that I'm actually looking forward to, because I am thinking about jumping ship into the hardware wallets. And you have one. You showed me one back when we began in Singular DTB. You explained to me all the benefits and such.
Yeah.
I would just rather invest $100 in microphones and guitar gear, because I'm a musician, rather than just a hardware wallet. But now I'm actually starting to do, okay, so I can actually have things to save, and I don't have to be, okay, so let me go from my hardware wallet to my MetaMask, and then I trade, and then I send back everything to my hardware wallet, and there's transaction fees and way, or obviously gas fees and such. So that right there was kind of my psychological thing, where I said, I'm just going to be wasting money transferring things from one point to another just so I can trade and then back the same way just so I can, you know, make this happen. But now with this, it's just a matter of depositing and withdrawing from the smart contract on SingularX, which is actually it's easier, and that translates into, oh, wait, this is going to be secure. So every morning people can have Every morning, people could technically have their ritual of, okay, so let me deposit from my hard wallet to my smart contract on SingularX. Then I can trade on my mobile on the go. And then by the end of the day, when I'm done, I can actually withdraw from the smart contract back to my hardware wallet, and all my assets are safe and sound. Am I thinking correctly, or am I like way out there?
In this case, I don't think this is possible, in the sense that if you connect your ledger to your computer and then you use your mobile, it'll be the same. I don't think so. That's like saying if you connect your ledger to your computer, then I'll, for some reason, I'll be able to use it on my computer. You know what I mean? I think, if I'm not mistaken, or at least with a Nano Ledger, right? I have a Nano Ledger, not a sponsor. But yeah, you have to have the device actively connected on your computer for it to work. Or that's how I've always used it. I've never used it any other way. But I don't really think you could just connect it to your computer and then use your mobile. And if you do, that's both amazing and terrifying.
Are there going to be hardware wallet integration? Is it going to be for all hardware wallets, or is it going to be for just a few, or ones that are compliant with a certain protocol or anything? Like, which ones can you say, this will work, this will work, this will work, this will not work, this is definitely not going to work, and we don't want it in our system?
All right, okay, so we would have to sit down and see how many hardware wallets there are, which ones are the most prominent ones. We definitely do want Trezor. We definitely do want Nano Ledgers. Aside from that, I would have to sit down with our developers and see what other ones they would like to see, or which other ones are the most prominent. Yeah, right now we're working on a few updates. Once that rolls out, then we'll really sit down and to get to the brass and tacks of which ones. But for sure, I would like to see Ledger and Trezor in there. Maybe Jax. Jax is a hardware wallet, no? I'm not mistaken.
No, Jax is a mobile wallet. KeepKey is another hardware wallet. KeepKey is another one. I'm not sure if KeepKey...
I'm concerned, Trezor and Ledger are by far the most famous ones I know.
Yeah, they're the most amazing ones out there. But there's also KeepKey, which is appears to be one of the most used ones. I believe that they actually went with shapeshift.io, if I'm not mistaken. Please correct me if I'm wrong.
It's necessary, man. You know, it truly is necessary. We need to have these things. We need to let people know that we have these features, so they feel more inclined to using our exchange. Once we roll out the wallet updates, which is including Ledger and Trezor, and which ever is the most amazing in the list, we're going to start working on order matching and hopefully have order matching before January. Yeah, I think that one's going to really pick up the speed on SingularX. Also, make it less annoying for users. We have some users who do, in fact, complain that they don't like having to pick their orders one by one. Which, again, it is the way EtherDelta was doing it. We took inspiration of EtherDelta, for those who don't know. And we sort of went along the way with our own code, making sure it's not just a copy. It's our own version of a DEX, but it's heavily inspired by EtherDelta.
Now that the hardware wallet will be happening and we will have order matching and such, anything that you think that will happen in the near future, or anything that you have been paying attention in the blockchain and the crypto sphere that you have been saying, I would like to see this develop and see how can that be applied to SingularX?
Man, atomic chain swaps, seriously.
There we go, let's dig into that. Tell me more about this.
So atomic chain swaps basically is, you know, it's interoperability between blockchains. So if we ever find a way to have that on SingularX, however that'll happen, again, I have no plan or direction to which, how, or when we can do that. But if we ever do have it, it would mean that our scope would dramatically increase. We wouldn't just be limited to Ethereum ERC-20 tokens. We would have access to, you know, the Bitcoin blockchain, you know, or any other blockchain out there. So it would be amazing, to be honest, to have atomic chain swaps. It would make our lives a whole lot easier, and we would not be as limited as we are now.
Interesting. That's that would be really cool, because at that point in time, we would actually be fully, fully decentralized and fully, fully all about the blockchain. So it would be a great move towards. But that actually needs to happen in a higher level as far as technology and architecture wise, right?
Yeah, of course.
All right. Oh, by the way, I meant to say this back up about 10 minutes ago. Sure. At one point in time, we've been saying DEXs, which stands for decentralized exchanges. And Ruben said sexes. No, we're not talking about sex. We're talking about centralized exchanges. Just so we don't get flagged by grandma listening to this and listening to overhearing her 18-year-old grandson. What the hell are you listening to? No, we're actually talking about centralized exchanges and decentralized exchanges, mainly SingularX. By the way, this is a good moment to remind you all that this episode has been brought to you by SingularX.com, SingularDTB's decentralized exchange, hosted by and partnered with Centrality.ai. Thank you very much. I like to do gimmicks such as this one. So, Ruben, closing down or, you know, landing or, you know, closing this episode. Sure. What will be the crown jewel for SingularX? Like, what is it that you're looking forward to as an overall for SingularX? Not in the development phase, but you know how SingularDTB right now, it's working on the alpha and the beta for the P2P distribution platform. Yeah. Tokid has its own kind of thing that's being worked on, and obviously there are many things and many moving parts that are happening every single day within our ecosystem. But there's that one thing that we all say that, man, I'm looking forward to this, because that will be when we can say, yes, we did it. We hit that milestone. We're off to the next chapter. What will be that in your eyes with SingularX?
Mass adoption, really. I mean, that's the goal. That's always been the goal since day one, is how do we turn this platform to be the platform of choice for users. And there's not one answer for that. It's composed of so many different variables, you know?
Right.
And that, I think that's, there's so many moving pieces when it comes to reaching mass adoption. It can just happen overnight, or you know, you have to continuously work on your platform until you reach it. But for me, it's reaching mass adoption. Letting people know that we exist, letting people know we're here, you know, and it's not just because we want you to use us for money or whatever. It's you know, further increase what truly is a decentralized exchange, an option for people to come here and trade. This is what we want them to know. And I would love to have mass adoption. That would be fantastic.
I've seen throughout my time in the blockchain, which is the same time that you've been in the blockchain, which is a year, but this whole year feels like, wow, feels like a lot of information to cram down in just that one year. But I feel like there's been DEXs and centralized exchanges. I don't want to see sexes. Centralized exchanges that have come and they've made a huge boom and people have started using them, but they fade away as fast as they came in and became the thing. And it surprises me, because sometimes I hear people, oh, you have to go to this place and so on and so forth, and they have very good incentives for the first 2 months, and then they don't scale up. They don't take seriously working under the hood. They don't take seriously working on certain things that you know, the traders and the, all these users actually want, and they start failing. They start not listing very good coins, or they get, I'm gonna say it, they get kind of greedy about doing things. So it actually kind of makes me think, maybe we have been working on this a little bit too quietly, but now with this new turning the page, new chapter, new quarter on 2018, when we're actually making ruckus, and we've opened the channels with the community, I believe that SingularX will become a place where everyone will go to and trade their very own tokens. And I'm talking about the art. Yeah. I'm talking about the artists that have tokenized themselves through token.io. There's going to be people that will be trading and adding value to their tokens, to their own entertainment economy. And there's going to be users that are going to be like, hey, add this token because I believe it's an awesome project. It's very legit. And there's a lot of craving around on the cryptosphere for it. And they can submit their listing, providing us all the information. And it's something that it's verified with through you and through the team that's actually in charge of this. And I don't know, every single time I talk to you or I talk to someone from Ventrali, it's like, we're working on it, we're building it, we're making it better. And it's a never-ending project. So I believe it's really good. I'm really excited to see this happening all the time. And I think I should be shutting up now. What do you think?
No, I mean, you know, when Singular DTV and Centrality released SingularX, it was released that way deliberately. And that was revealed to me later on, which was, you know, it's like quicksilver. You know, we're going to be molding this as we go. And there might not ever be a final destination because, DEXs are relatively new. And I'm pretty sure they're far from reaching their innovative gap or their innovative cap. And it's always going to keep improving. It's always going to keep getting better. And I've never visualized a finish line to what we could do. And that's sort of what we're doing now, is coming out of stealth mode and letting people know, hey, you know, we're out here. Sure, we might still be in beta, but we don't have to be by next year. You know what I mean? We can just continue working on this or accept that this is the type of creature we've unleashed to the world, and it'll never stop improving. I don't see it ending its improvement anytime soon, at least.
Well, I'm going to get philosophical.
Sure.
There is always room for improvement in our lives, because as human beings, we learn, we evolve, we change, and we are always seeking for the next horizon. What separates that from us and our creations? Obviously, people can say, well, you know, that means she created the Mona Lisa and that was it. He didn't have to retouch it. He didn't have to do anything. But that's the thing. He didn't look at Mona Lisa as his masterpiece. We looked at it as Leonardo da Vinci's masterpiece. If you asked him, he would have been like, yeah, it's good, but the next time I'm actually going to do better. So every single time you actually talk to someone that's a creative, and I'm going to throw it out there myself, I always say I can do better. Every time I play, for example, I've been playing Fade to Black by Metallica for 18 years now. And every single time I play the song, I always say I can do better. And every single time I play it, and my friends that have known me for all these years, they always say the exact same thing. That was better than the last time. You actually improved on this. You actually did it like that. Just because I actually do want to do better. I know where I can improve, and I know things that I can say, huh, what if I try it like this? Would it sound better? What if I try it with this technique? Would it actually make it soother, smoother, heavier, gruntier, edgier, cleaner, whatever? So when we applied that to SingularX, this is a never-ending working effort of us, technically. And because we want to improve and we want to make it better, that's why we're open to feedback. That's why we want to know that everything is working. And that's one of the reasons why we're engaging with all of you. And one of the reasons why Ruben is actually talking here, so he could further let you guys know what's going on. You know, blockchain, Ethereum, it's still in beta. And people sometimes forget that. And we mentioned this in one of our earlier episodes. Ethereum is still on beta. And we need to understand that we live in a world that everything is so fast-paced that instant gratification has become the norm. If you actually tell someone, hey, invest in this, or, you know, buy this, and in 5 years it will work. Or if you tell them, buy the land and then slowly build your house, they're going to be like, no, I'll just buy a condo. Or if you tell them, hey, we are actually going to develop a video game. You can pre-order it, but it's going to take 3 years to actually make the video game. They're going to ask why. Well, we have the video game already set, but we want to include everything on the video game. Then they'll be like, why can't you just do DLCs? And I personally am from the generation where I would buy video games and they would be done. There were no DLCs. I remember Final Fantasy VII and it was already done. I didn't have to wait for a new expansion pack, for a new storyline. Yeah, that's fun. It's engaging. It's good. But, I mean, kind of ripped us off a little bit because you're paying $100 for just a video game. So just get the, you know, just make the whole video game. But we've grown used to, you know, getting it. I want it all and I want it now. Yes, I'm quoting Freddie Mercury, quick Queen fan as well. But we've grown to that point, and we need to understand that things need time. Things need to be developed. Things for them to, in order to work, need to be curated. And it's funny because we actually talked about curation markets 2 episodes ago, and it was fun because curation means involvement from the community. And project managers and product managers such as Ruben, such as yourself, will be this great combination to actually making movements and making blockchain projects or projects in the blockchain be as successful as they can. So that's it for us today. Thank you for listening and tuning in. Ruben, thank you for taking the time. I know you're 6 hours ahead of me in beautiful Zurich, Switzerland, and I know that is hot as hell, man. Barbecue. Yeah, I was gonna say barbecue.
There's no air conditioning here either, which is weird. I think the Swiss people are against it for some reason. I think it's bad for the environment. Well, so yeah, it's hot as hell. There's no AC.
Yeah, air conditioners are a no-no in Europe, from what I understand. But you know, there's no such thing as climate change.
Global warming.
Yeah, global warming. No such thing exists, and these are just random facts, right? So let's keep it on that. Yeah, we're not going into political arguments right now. So again, thank you guys for tuning in, listening to us talk about SingularX, your decentralized exchange for Singular DTV's ecosystem. My name is Michael27A, Miguel Martinez, Singular DTV's community manager. You've been hearing Ruben Carrion. Ruben?
Hey, thanks for having me, man. It was a pleasure.
And see you all in the blockchain. Have a good one.
See you guys.